Here in Chattanooga, Obvious Dad is a new theater company that promises bold live performances. Its first season begins a week from Friday with You Got Older by Claire Barron on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Blake Harris is the artistic director of Obvious Dad. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Tell us more about Obvious Dad.
Obvious Dad is a new theater company in Chattanooga. Several of us involved had a theater company in Chattanooga many years ago called Theater for the New South. And we all went on to grad school or working in different parts of theater and entertainment. And we all ended up back in Chattanooga not too long ago and decided to start collaborating again. And Obvious Dad is really about bringing new and interesting stories, bold stories that are very aesthetically driven to Chattanooga. So we kind of sit somewhere between like what the university is doing theater-wise, what the theater center is doing. We kind of fill a niche that's between those places.
And of course, Obvious Dad has connections to those places and others in the theater community in this area.
Absolutely. Every single person who is a member of Obvious Dad is actually an alum of UTC. Some of us graduated from the theater program. I personally graduated from the Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies program with a minor in theater. But we all came together through our love of more, I guess, experimental theater. And we kind of range from an alumni status, I guess, from I graduated in 2011. And one of our members, Katie Daly, is a current master's student at UTC who graduated from the theater program in 2020. So there's a range there. But yes, we've been working in the community and outside the community for many years.
Give us an example of the types of live bold performances that Obvious Dad is promising to theater goers here.
With our first show that we're doing, our inaugural show, You Got Older by Claire Barron, this is a piece that has some mature themes in it, and we are taking it in a very aesthetically driven way. So we want to have very clean, articulate visuals in front of the audience. It was important to us to find a show that balanced between celebration of life, but also opened up a space for catharsis in a way of memory for those we have lost in the past year. And so we see theater as a space for making liveness. We want to create something that is unexpected, something that takes risk. Another example would be our second show of the summer, which is The Hairy Ape by Eugene O'Neill, which is from 1922. And it's his oddball of a play because he was one of the masters who brought realism to America. And this is definitely not realism. It is an expressionist play, but we are taking it and adapting that piece to kind of see what these words that O'Neill offers looks like and sounds like through the bodies of people who have been marginalized within the South and even on stages across America. So we want to make sure that we are relevant specifically to the community. What are stories that aren't being told? What are voices that aren't being heard? And how do we say something that actually matters? But also, we really want to have a good time. We want audiences to have that outlet. Being a Chattanooga native, I know some Saturday nights, you're just looking for something to do. This summer, that's what we want to offer. Is it's not only something to do, it's going to be an exciting summer for theater.
How has the pandemic affected the formation and the launch of Obvious Dad?
We probably would not be doing this if it weren't for the pandemic in a strange way. One of the things that brought me back to Chattanooga was before the pandemic, I had talked to the Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies program at UTC and Dr. Marcia Noe, who is the head of that program. And to mark the 30th anniversary of that program, we did a production called Revolt, She Said Revolt Again by Alice Birch. And a lot of things just kind of clicked and came back into place. That's when we all realized like we're all kind of coalescing around Chattanooga again. And after that, we started conversations about, you know, a theater company and what could we do, but it wasn't, we had started the reading process. We had started just looking at different plays and different aspects, but then the pandemic hit. I actually got a job in Maryland and as a professor in Maryland. And so all thoughts of what we could do were gone, but it was actually over Zoom, Gabby Dixon, who is our connectivity director, they said, why don't we think about doing something this summer? And it was like, oh, not only do we have plenty of time to plan this now because no one has anything to do right now, but we have the unique opportunity to slow down. That is not something theater affords its artist, is to slow down. It's a long process, but you hit the ground running. So we were able to really plan these things out. I was able to cast most of the shows over Zoom, you know, holding digital auditions. And we started design conversations over Zoom, and we did our readings over Zoom. And I got back to Chattanooga the day before Mother's Day, took that day off, and we started rehearsals the next day. So it was actually the pandemic that allowed us to kind of formulate this, but also be really thoughtful about the stories we're telling and the visuals that we're bringing into play.
And tell us more about where and how you will be staging these performances.
We are in collaboration with the UTC Theater Program and the Performing Arts Program. And we are going to be in the Jim G. Lewis Studio Theater in the Fine Arts Center. Both of our shows will be there. I think audiences will be shocked to see how we utilize the space in completely different ways. We are taking all COVID safety precautions into consideration because we are one of the first local theater groups who are venturing back into live performance since we were able to start a little earlier.
And also live performance on our campus.
Live performance on our campus and live performance on our campus in the Fine Arts Center, which has been under construction for the past 2 years. I was a guest artist who was contracted to direct the last show that was in the Fine Arts Center, Tartuffe, which I believe that was over 2 years ago. So it feels very full circle in a strange way. So people can find us in the Fine Arts Center. Obviousdad.com is the best place to keep up with us. Our social media as well, Obviousdad Chat, C-H-A-T-T. But we just want to ensure audiences that we have thought through all the precautions so that you can come and you don't have to think about those things and you can think about what you're seeing in front of you. So it's a big celebration for a lot of us to finally get back to live performances, for audiences to be able to step into a physical theater and see this. I'll tell you, it was emotional the first time we got in the rehearsal room. And after, you know, a year and a half of not being able to. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of firsts for the post, well, we're not post-pandemic, but the segue out of the pandemic, it'll be a lot of first for our group and Chattanooga audiences.
And again, where can people go online for more information?
Obviousdad.com. You can find everything there about the shows. I encourage people to sign up for our newsletter because that is the most efficient way for us to reach you. And we don't spam you. So you'll only get the communication you need from us. And our socials on Facebook and Instagram, Obviousdad Chat, C-H-A-T-T. We're on there. We're constantly putting out new, fun, quirkier content for our audiences.
All right, Blake, thanks so much.
Thank you.